They're a good team. They're competitive. They compete hard, and they got good players. So we got to prepare. We got a good week of practice in front of us. And we got to be ready come Monday night, because they're going to be ready, and they're going to be coming out ready to play. So we got to be ready too.
Obviously, teams defend you differently every game. How do you kind of adjust? Is it during the game, or is it third quarter, first quarter?
You got to prepare for the team that you're playing. So obviously, we're preparing for the Bills, seeing how they do things, preparing for the schemes that they do. But you also got to adjust on the fly during the game. You can see new looks that you've never seen all year, or that you never even seen before during the game. So you got to be able to adjust whatever you see, and also prepare to the best of the ability that you can for Monday night.
Is that between you and Tom, or is that you at the line, or is that something that you do after every?
Just throughout, as an offense as a whole, whatever you see. I mean, and maybe it's just something that I just got to adjust myself and just talk to my tight end coach, and just a one-on-one little there. Maybe it's just a whole offense adjusting together. So it changes every game. Every game is different, and just got to be ready.
I assume that they're different from week two of the season, but you guys are very different too without Julian and Deion. So do you end up looking at game two much, or do you look at their more recent games to see what they're doing?
You look at everything. Just check out their past games, see what they've been doing. Check out their game when we played them week two, see what they did well. Be prepared for that again. I mean, they're always a tough team. They always play tough. They're always prepared, and it's going to be another hard-fought game come Monday night.
Bob, do you anticipate more attention even than you've been getting now that Julian is sidelined?
I mean, we'll see. I mean, you got to prepare for anything. I mean, any player got to prepare for any type of coverage, any zone, double, single, whatever it is. Just got to be ready for it all.
How many different looks have you seen this year, Rob?
I've seen a lot. I've seen just one-on-one, zone, a couple times getting vice at the line, jam, throughout the year. So, I mean, I've seen many looks. Just got to keep on preparing, keep on working, and to find ways to get open no matter what the look is.
Also, a lot of it depends, I would assume, on what the team, what you guys are asking of you to do during the game as well, I assume. Like to stay in and block, per se, as opposed to going out for a pass route. I mean, does it hinge on that, what your assignment is each week to week?
My assignment changes every week. It all depends on what the plays are called, but I prepare the same every week. So whatever the assignment is, I'm able to do. If I got a block, if I got to go out, I'll run some passes. If I got pass block, whatever it is, I just got to prepare for whatever's called.
Rick says he's obsessed with you guys because you have what he wants. He wants the division title. He wants championships. Can you feel a little extra emphasis that Rex puts on these games for his team?
he's always has his team fired up, for sure. Always has them motivated to come out and play hard. Every time I face a Rex Ryan team, they're always playing hard. Their defenses are always coming out playing tough. So definitely got to be prepared for this game.
He also basically said, though, he concedes the division with 4 games back, because I don't see them losing 4 games the rest of the year.
We're just taking the Bills right now. That's all we're focusing on. Not really looking at the win and loss column right now, just focusing on the Buffalo Bills.
How does it make you feel when somebody like Stephen Gilmore says, we've got a plan for you, and he'll see it on Monday night, which he did say?
He's an excellent player. He means a lot to their defense, and they got many other good players too. So just got to go out to practice, prepare how I have been all year, and come Monday night, we'll see what happens.
You like a challenge like that, though, when a guy says that?
Yes, I love challenges. I mean, you get challenged in a different way every single week, and it helps you arise to different occasions. So just another challenge coming on Monday night, and I know that they're definitely going to be prepared and ready to go.
Rob, I wanted to ask you about the offensive pass interference and just if there's anything you can do differently. Like sometimes it looks like you're just running down the field and, you know, you turn and you get a call. Like,
I ain't doing anything wrong. I'm playing football.
You feel that way, Rob?
Like, yeah, I ain't changing my style.
like that. And so the last from last week, like, do you, how do you sort of reconcile it to say, you know what I mean? Like, how is that even being thrown on
Monday? It's been going on all year, so just gotta keep playing how we've been playing. That's all.
Do you feel like that's almost like there's a target on you because of the production that you've had, that maybe the, you know, officials are sort of watching maybe more closely than they?
I'm not sure what it is. I'm just gonna keep playing the way how I've been playing though. How I go out with the practice and try and transition it to the games.
How frustrating has that been for you?
We're playing well as an offense. It's not that frustrating when I get the penalty and someone else makes a play on third and long. That definitely helps out right there. So just got to keep playing the game.
It would be only natural for you to ask the official, what did I do? Have you done that? Like, what did I do wrong? Because I've been doing this, you know, my whole career, and it's not been called.
Sometimes, depends what it is. I just like to hear explanation and just try and work from that and make sure I don't do it again.